people in the village of Pianello di Ostra clean up debris and try to salvage what they can. Heavy rains in the night caused powerful flash floods that swept down the slopes of central Italy. Several people lost their lives and others are missing. This man describes the force of the flood that wrecked his village.
It broke down the door and through the mud inside of the building. An 800-kilogram football table was floating. Guys, it's unbelievable. The water that's arrived, it can't arrive in such a short time.
Luckily, we live on the first floor, and from our terrace, we saw the sudden mass of water that went up from 50 centimetres to 1.4 metres in less than 10 minutes.
People say they survived by gathering on rooftops or climbing up trees. Dozens who were trapped in cars or on buildings managed to avoid being swept away. Among the worst hit areas was the town of Sinigalia, where a river burst its banks. Mud and debris rushed through the streets in the tourist town of Urbino, covering homes along the way. This woman came here from another town to check on her grandmother's house.
When we arrived this morning, the situation was really dramatic inside the house. It is not habitable anymore. We threw away everything that was inside, and I don't know if and when it would be possible to go back living here.
We find ourselves submerged in 1.5 meters in around 10 minutes, without anyone warning us about the coming danger. And this is the situation.
Italy experienced its worst drought in 70 years this summer. Now it faces the other extreme, torrential rains further damaging people's lives and the country's economy. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera.